bases and consolidate other medical facilities. Dr. Robert Janssen, an expert from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told the Senate Special Committee on Aging the number of people over 50 living with HIV and AIDS is growing sharply. One expert says some researchers are calling nursing homes, quote, the new breeding ground for AIDS. She says many people are contracting the disease while in long-term care. Riley says care must be altered to meet the changing needs of HIV and AIDS patients. She says there is a need for simple literature about HIV and AIDS that's geared toward older people, not younger people. Researchers say they found the risk of dying from breast cancer has fallen dramatically in the past 15 years. They say that's because the drugs that are used to treat the disease have been effective in stopping the cancer from returning. George Bush says America will be able to, quote, better afford Social Security if Congress adopts his plan to curb the growth in future benefits. He wants to use an income test for those with benefits with middle and upper income retirees, seeing their checks grow more slowly than currently planned. Democrats have denounced that, saying it would be massive cuts made necessary by a risky scheme to privatize Social Security. Bush also wants to include retirement investment accounts in any plan. Outlining the plan for the National Association of Realtors, Bush said the imminent retirement of the baby boomer generation has put Social Security in a bind. The Iraqi government continuing to have the power to make arrests without warrants. The Iraqi government saying they've renewed its state of emergency for another 30 days. This is Air America Radio.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Randy Rhodes.
I'm sitting here holding on to the desk, and I'm asking you a question. If a man shows himself to be a liar, will you believe him? This president is a liar.
Neocons are married to this principle.
He's bizarre.
Support the war, the troops are expendable.
What more do you need to hear? Really?
Amen.
I don't have any argument.
In the Geneva Convention, it's a war crime.
He tells you that he doesn't know anything. Believe him.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
saw. Cause I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Right in my day.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in this Friday night. Actually, my vacation is Saturday. Today is the 12th day since the Times of London reported the existence of those secret memos and minutes of the meeting that laid out the Bush plans for starting a war based on absolute lies. Since that war began, hundreds of Americans have been killed. Thousands of U.S. soldiers have had legs, fingers, eyes, and hands blown off. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians have been murdered by the United States. Why isn't the American media reporting this story here on day 12 and demanding the resignation of both Bush and Cheney? And for what it's worth, I got an email from Eddie in Indianapolis. Several users, Eddie writes, at Daily Coast have established a website to help spread the word about the secret memo. The website contains contact addresses for the media and local representatives. And Eddie writes, I thought I'd pass it along to you in the hope you'd mention it to your listeners. And the email or the website address is downingstreetmemo.com. You know Downing Street? Where the British, the home of the British Prime Minister is, downingstreetmemo.com. And street is spelled out, downingstreetmemo.com. I went to that site today, and I suggest you go there. Base closings today. Oh, my goodness. For a country as militaristic and as hell-bent on death and destruction and global conquest as the United States is, it's amazing that out of 400 military installations in this country, this Defense Department comes up with 30, 35 closings, and all these people go crazy. Right? Chambers of Commerce and the senators and representatives and governors and mayors. Oh, without the killing machine, we're doomed, we're doomed, we're doomed. I say close them all down. Close them all down. We have enough nuclear weapons that nobody dare attack us, right? But, of course, that's not why we have a military anymore. We have a military to go intervene in other people's business and steal their assets and resources. That's why we maintain a military. Let's face it, nobody in their right mind. This is not the 19th century. This is not even the 20th century. This is the 21st century. We still have 6,000 plus active nuclear warheads. All we need is to maintain a skeletal air force. And anybody that feels froggy and wants to jump, let them jump. I mean, if you want to get, you know, real technical about it. We could then drop a couple of bunker busters and a couple of 50 kiloton nuclear weapons on to be all over. Of course, we'd be all over too, but you understand what I'm saying. So, the bases, all these different bases, there are three or four or five here in Georgia, and the names were released today, and everybody is just peeing their pants over this. Have you noticed? And who is peeing their pants more than good old warmonger Joe Lieberman, huh? Huh? Groton, Connecticut. Oh, my goodness. The big sub-base in Groton, Connecticut? Oh, Lieberman's beside himself. Well, maybe he should be. There are 15,000 jobs directly involved in the sub-base in Groton, Connecticut, and God knows how many tangential jobs would be put at risk when Groton, when the base is closed there. Now, the fact is, very few of these bases will be closed. They will be used as punishment. They will be used as carrot and stick. They will be used by the Bush crime family to kick the asses of the even Republican House members and senators and governors and mayors. Get in line, or we'll take away your death money. We'll take away your blood money. We'll take away the money that is generated as we build this military machine that focuses on torture and death and destruction. So get in line. But it was just, wasn't it piteous to see Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman. Now, this guy's an Orthodox Jew. That's as bad as being an Orthodox Christian when it comes to war and death and destruction, right? Don't the Orthodox Jews and the Orthodox Christians believe in peace and love and understanding and let's, you know, get together and touch one another and hug and kiss and make up and sing Kumbaya and dance around the fire, you know, Hava Nagila, and let's forget onward Christian soldiers, let's do Kumbaya, let's everybody sing and join hands, it's harvest time. Right, huh? Isn't that what Orthodox Christianity and Orthodox Judaism is about, or am I wrong? I don't know that much about Orthodox Judaism, but I do believe at the core of both of these religions now is peace and love and justice. 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 Especially Judaism. Hasn't it always been about justice? I'm not talking about the Israelis torturing and butchering Palestinians. That's not Judaism. That's Israeli policy. I'm talking about Judaism and Christianity. Huh? Isn't it justice on the part of the Jews and love on the part of the Christians? God, what could be a better combination? Justice and love. Huh? Justice equaling peace? Love equaling order? Wow. But here we have in this country all these Christian Orthodox freaks dancing around demanding blood and gore and death and destruction. And we have an Orthodox Jew like Lieberman. And there are more in the U.S. government who are demanding death and destruction just like the psychopathic Orthodox Christians. Isn't that interesting? Now, why do I identify them by their religions? Well, for the obvious reasons. The Orthodox Jews claim to be the religion of justice. The Orthodox Christians claim to be the religion of love. Both of them are lying through their teeth. If people like James Dobson and Joe Lieberman speak for the religions. And I think they do. But there was poor old pasty-faced, whiny-ass Joe Lieberman. I'm surprised he didn't bring his wife Hadassah out. Let her whine a bit about what's going on in Connecticut. Joe, it's called politics. You know, even though George Bush came off the podium and French kissed you, you are still a Democrat. What you need to do, Joe, if you want to keep Groton, Connecticut, the sub-base open, you know what you got to do, Joe? Become a Republican. You don't have to give up your Judaism. The Christians will take care of that for you later. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But what you do have to give up, Joe, is your Democratic Party affiliation. And from my point of view, from Mike Beloy, talk show host, I wish the hell you would. Because you're a Judas. Sorry, I shouldn't use that term with an Orthodox Jew, but you understand what I'm saying. You're a traitor, Joe. You're a traitor to the Democratic Party. So why don't you do what the stick is demanding? The carrot is right in front of your nose now, Joe. You're going to lose 15,000 jobs and your seat in Congress, or the Senate. You will. The voters will rise up and throw your ass out and put a Republican in that will get all the jobs back. So get out of my party, Joe. Get out. My party? Yeah, I said I'm no longer going to vote Democratic. I'm no longer a card-carrying Democrat. I don't believe in the party structure, but I'm still a Democrat. I wish it were my party. So get out, Lieberman, you whiny ass. Get out. But this is your payoff, Joe. You see how it works? Huh? You can suck face with George Bush until hell freezes over. When the rubber hits the road, boobala, your jobs are going to be gone. That's how much respect they have for you. Zero. None, Joe. None. What did E.J. Dionne say in the Washington Post on Tuesday? The Republicans are out to fix people like you. That means cut off your manhood. That means emasculate you. That means castrate you, Joe. Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, he said, any farmer would tell you that certain animals run around and are unpleasant, but when they've been fixed, then they're happy and sedate. They're content and cheerful. And that's what they have in mind for the Democrats, Joe. Get used to it. You think you were circumcised when you were a baby? You ain't seen nothing yet, Joe. Would you let it rip? Let it fly.
Yeah. Atlanta.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only 2 Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Hi, this is Mark Sussman, endorsed financial planner of the Workman's Circle, here to tell you about an important seminar on socially responsible investing. A successful investment provides superior performance and also supports a sustainable future and enhances quality of life for us all. We believe financially sound companies that operate with integrity toward their customers, employees, and the environment will be better poised to succeed in the future. Please join us on Thursday, May 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Workman's Circle Building, 45 East 33rd Street, for this free seminar on socially responsible investing. Call 212-685-4495 to reserve your seat. Dinner will be served. This seminar is co-sponsored by Calvert Funds, a leading manager in socially responsible investment, and the Workman's Circle, one of the nation's oldest fraternal organizations. That's Thursday, May 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. For reservations, call 212-685-4495.
Investments offered by Prime Capital Services, Inc., member NASD and SIPC. Prime Capital, the Workman's Circle, and Calvert Distributors are not affiliated.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites, but unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent, compassionate membership of any single site on the internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $3.98 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
She's sweet as she
21 past the hour. All right, I got a couple of people online here who want to take issue with me about the Jew-Christian thing. Dave first is calling from New York City. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. This is Dave.
Yeah.
Big fan, first-time caller. I'm usually a really big fan of your show. I think you're one of the only real fire and brimstone liberals out there.
But?
I can't believe all the kind of things you're saying about Orthodox Judaism and Joe Lieberman. I know that Joe Lieberman's a very Republican in Democrats' clothing, but he is one of the only major Jewish political figures out there, and I think it's a really...
Are you not serious?
Well, I mean, as a mainstream political figure...
No. You're not serious.
I am serious.
Okay, well, how many names of Jewish officials do you want me to give you that are running U.S. foreign policy right now?
Hold on.
Let's not even go there. A, you're taking me someplace that I don't choose to go. Here's B. That's not what I was talking about. What I was talking about was the fundamental tenets of Orthodox Judaism and Orthodox Christianity. Joe Lieberman does not represent the fundamental tenets of Orthodox Judaism, even though he touts his orthodoxy any chance he can get. That's
okay.
A. Here's
May
B. No way. Almost done. Here's
then,
B.
Then I'd like to
Dobson and the rest of these Orthodox Christians do not represent the teachings of Christ any more than Lieberman represents the justice inherent in Orthodox Judaism. So they're both hypocrites. They're all hypocrites. And it just tickles me to see an old warmonger like Joe Lieberman trying to pass himself off as a peace-loving Orthodox Jew. You understand what I'm saying now?
I have a degree, first off.
I don't care. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the you don't need a degree. No, wait a second, David. Dave, don't make me hang up on you. You don't need a degree to understand what I just said.
I do. I did hear what you said.
Okay.
But I think that you're taking an unfair shot at Joe.
How?
Because I think just because he's an Orthodox Jew doesn't put him on the same level as Dobson and the fundamentalist.
Of course it does. If Orthodox Judaism, now answer me this, true or false, Orthodox Judaism has at its foundation justice.
False. It's a completely different...
What is at its foundation if not justice?
It's a belief in God.
What is God?
It's love of God. That's Judaism.
Okay. Does God equal justice?
God is it's a complicated thing. It's God.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. I don't want to get into theology here. I'm not these ancient Jewish philosophers.
I don't want to talk about that.
I know rabbis have been discussing the foundations of Judaism for the past 5,000 years. I made a statement. I mean it. I stand behind it. You can't challenge it. Joe Lieberman, who touts his Orthodox religion, is a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite when he whines and bitches and yells about a closing of a base that is about death and destruction. I'm sorry, Dave. That's the truth.
Well, all I wanted to say in response is that he's an easy target since he's one of the only Jewish senators that I've heard of.
Easy target? My God, the guy is a Republican. You want him to stop being an easy target? Then stop pretending he's a Democrat.
Well, how many Jewish Republicans
will you get off that? Goodbye, Dave. You're making me sick. I don't want to hear this. How many Jews this? How many Jews that? What the hell you want me to do? Go down a list? You're whining, my friend. You are whining. How many black senators are there? How many gay senators are there? How many Catholic? Well, there's probably a lot of those. Don't run that old trick on me. Don't do it. Because I'm not going to go into that little corner that you're trying to put me in. Next thing I know, you'll be sending me an email calling me an anti-Semite. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I'm not picking on Lieberman because he's Jewish. I'm picking on him because he's a hypocrite. Wake up and smell the coffee, David, and get off that dancing around. Let's call the goy up and call him an anti-Semite. Don't do that to me, friend, or I'll ban you from the program. I don't give a damn how much of a liberal you are or how many degrees you have or how much you like the network of the program. I don't care. Don't do that to me. Don't any of you ever do that to me. Now we got another one here. Russell from Austin, Texas. All right, Russell, take your best shot.
Hey, I was just going to say, I think you're being unfair to Joe Lieberman, but for a different reason than the last guy.
Okay.
I don't think Judaism is a religion of peace.
I didn't and say I, peace. Stop a second. Damn, what is wrong with you people tonight? I said it's about justice.
Okay.
Hold on, Russ. I'll come back to you in a minute. I got to take a break here. What's the matter? Am I not speaking clearly tonight, Kathy? I didn't say peace. I said Christianity had at its heart peace. You remember Jesus? You know, that guy, the old rabbi 2,000 years ago who talked about peace? Do you remember that? I think some call him the Prince of Peace. I said Judaism is about justice. Christianity is about peace.
Towns of Cimmeries. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. And I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right, they give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Ever dream of owning your own business, earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Entrepreneur Magazine rates Quiznos Sub as one of the top franchising opportunities in America. The next seminar are on May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited. So call now, 1-800-925-QUIZ, or go to QuiznosRadio.com.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
What's happening, everybody? Now listen. Imagine being the daughter of one of the most acclaimed soul singers ever. Imagine having a voice that's clearly a gift from the heavens. Imagine having beauty, class, and a spiritual consciousness that affects everyone you come in contact with. And imagine me having that person on my show. Well, it's gonna happen, baby. Join me this week as I welcome Miss Layla Hathaway to the Kyle Jason Show this Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Oh, and David from New York City. Don't forget Russ Feingold. You know, when you're whining that, you know, Lieberman's the only Jew in the Senate. All right, back to Russell, who called in from Austin. Now, you're about to tell me what, Russell?
First of all, I apologize if I misunderstood you before. And I'll go with your idea that Judaism is about justice. I'm a Jewish atheist myself, and...
No, wait. You can't be a Jewish atheist.
No, I am a Jewish atheist.
Well,
a
no, then you're going to have to... No, wait, you're going to have to drop one of those words. That's like saying I'm a Christian atheist or a Hindu atheist. You can't do it, pal.
Well, a lot of atheists still consider themselves Jewish by heritage, basically.
Okay. All right. If you want to do that, if you want to take Judaism out of the realm of religion and put it into some other realm, okay.
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, I had a bar mitzvah and stuff, but...
Well, you can't undo that, can you?
Yeah. But you're criticizing Joe Lieberman for supporting these wars, even though Judaism is about justice. And I think that if you read the Bible a little more, there's all kinds of wars and violence. And I don't think it's really the exception. It tends to be the rule. I mean, Wait a second.
You're all over the map. You're just like Davey. I mean, both you guys are coming off from someplace I'm not familiar with. When you talk about reading the Bible, if you're talking about the wars, if you're talking about the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament, as the Christians would call it, you're talking about a history of the Jews. Now, they weren't out, as far as I know, except when they crossed Jordan, when Joshua took him across the Jordan River, and they had to slay all the Canaanites, the Jews pretty much acted defensively, as far as I know. Now, I'm not a student of Judaism. I haven't been studying it for 5,000 years like a lot of rabbis have. But when you talk about there are wars in the Bible, okay, so what? Judaism is still about justice. Christianity is still about love. What's your point?
Yeah, but I mean, like, are you aware, for instance, of the passage where Moses says, go in and, like, kill all the adult men and all the women?
What did I just say? Were you not listening? What did I just say?
I'm listening.
Okay, well, he's talking about going into the land of Canaan and slaying the Canaanites. Okay.
No, you didn't. I mean, and take all the virgin young girls for yourself. I mean, there's
okay, what do you want me to say? Moses was a murderous psychopath. Okay, can we move on? What's your point?
My point is that there's plenty of tradition in Judaism for going ahead and supporting wars.
Okay,
as far as Christianity,
I'm sure there is. But I'm getting off this. I appreciate your call, Russell. I'm going to move on because this is driving me crazy. I feel like I'm sitting around with a couple of rabbis here talking about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. That's enough already. Okay. That's enough of this nonsense. I made a statement. The statement stands. I don't want to hear from any more rabbinical scholars. I don't want to hear from any Christian fundamentalists. I'm not interested. This is a political talk show. I made a statement about Lieberman's phony orthodoxy. And yes, it's a cap. It's a hit. Oh, God. Oh, man. I just get sick of people who tout their religion. If Joe wasn't such a touter of his religion, if these fake phony Christians like who else? Like Tom DeLay, there's a good example. If he wasn't such a flouter of his fake phony Christianity, I wouldn't give a tinker's damn if he worshipped empty pork and beans cans. I don't care what people worship. It's all hokum and nonsense to begin with. I don't care. But it's when the hypocrisy, the standing out. Well, I'm a Jew. Well, I'm a Christian. Well, I'm a Muslim. Well, I'm a this. Oh, by the way, I'm going to cut your throat. Get out of here. Get out of here. Wow. The fact that the Bible is full of violence has nothing at all to do with the hypocrisy of these supposedly godly men and women who claim they're strong in their faith. And then advocate killing innocent people. Did Moses advocate killing innocent people? Well, according to Exodus, he did. Okay, he was a murderous psychopath, just like Bush. What do you want me to say? Have the Christians, did they kill millions of people? Yeah, one word, Holocaust. That doesn't make any difference. I'm not talking about the crazy men who have perverted these religions. I'm talking about the religions. Judaism is about justice. Christianity is about love. End of discussion. If you want to talk about this, go somewhere else. That's it. Now, where was I? God. All right, I look up here and I see on the screen, I see a couple of calls that I don't want to take these calls and have to hang up on you people, okay? So if you are calling about this religious thing, I don't want to hear about it, okay? I don't want to hear about it. I get sick of it. I get sick of seeing the mix of religion and politics in this country. It's disgusting. I get sick of the fact these phony Christians. I get sick of the fact that if I or anyone attack the policies or criticize the policies of the state of Israel, we run the risk of being labeled an anti-Semite. You know, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. So don't bring it to the program tonight. As soon as you bring it up, I will hang up on you. Now, back to I was trying to work in some of the stuff from E.J. Dionne's column in Tuesday's Washington Post, where what's going on here, as EJ says, there's a larger struggle here. All this talk about Tom DeLay and the nuclear option, and this, the Democrats are saying if they change the filibuster rule, then no business will get done in the Senate, period. It'll all come to a halt, and I hope they're serious about that. All of this struggle, as E.J. Dionne writes, is part of a larger struggle in which Republicans are seeking to establish themselves as the dominant party in American politics. And what E.J. doesn't say, and I'll add, is the word forever. Well, until they get raptured into heaven. And as E.J. Dionne writes, essential to their quest is persuading Democrats, or at least a significant number of in the ranks, to accept long-term minority status. Now, that's what Democrats, and there's a lot of national Democrats who've accepted this, like Joe Lieberman, who have rolled over and said, okay, like Harry Reid, okay, we'll be the minority party. We're still going to kick sand in your eyes, but we'll be the minority party. I say to hell with that. Dionne says, every one of today's fights can be seen as a response to something that happened in the 90s during the Clinton era. Democrats in the Senate insist on their right to stop some of Bush's judges because Republicans were so aggressive in stopping Clinton's judges in the 90s. Hello, tit for tat, right? During the Clinton administration, many Republican senators insisted that there were too many federal judges. Remember the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, talking about that? There are too many judges. And that it was therefore unnecessary for Clinton to fill all the vacancies that came up at the time. As Dionne writes, Republicans changed their story after Bush's election, talking about a vacancy crisis. And so now the Democrats are saying, what are you people, crazy? You want us to go along with this? Screw you. Social Security, and refusing to deal with Bush on Social Security privatization, as Dionne writes, Democrats recall the battle over Clinton's health care plan. Republicans put up a front of opposition to granting Americans universal health care. They said no, okay? You remember Gingrich, who's now running around with his hand on Hillary Clinton's ass? What a pair they make, right? Huh? Gingrich made it a matter of policy or party discipline to bar anyone in the party from negotiating with the Democrats. Don't you remember this, Truth Seeker? We're talking 94, 95, 96. For God's sake, it's not that long ago. Remember Gingrich, the whiny-ass little college professor? Har har. He got his Bermudas in a wad because he couldn't sit in the front of Air Force One. Now he's running around playing grab ass with Hillary Clinton. Gingrich said to the other Republicans in the House, you talk to these Democrats and I'll make sure you get nothing. And now the Republicans are saying, oh, the obstructionist Democrats, hey, go pound sand in your ear, all right? Now, as far as delay is concerned, Dionne writes, there is singular satisfaction in seeing that this moralist who insisted that Clinton be impeached is now embroiled in a series of ethical scandals. Delay, it should be recalled, pressured many House Republicans to vote against their own instincts for impeachment. Now, this is as close to a civil war, I hope, that we ever come in this country again. I hope we don't wind up facing each other down the barrel of guns, Republicans and Democrats. So let this play out. But as far as Democrats are concerned in the House and the Senate, oh my God, were I an elected Democrat to one of these offices, I would walk around with a permanent middle finger raised in the face of any Republican I would see. I would say, get out of here. Are you crazy? Don't even breathe my air. Don't even walk in front of me. You're going to fix me? You're going to neuter me? Any farmer will tell you that animals need to be fixed, and you're talking that way about me? Why, you son of a bitch, get out of here before I get violent.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Oreck XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oreck XL.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
If you still have not experienced hypnosis and you're curious about how it really works, imagine this. You toss and turn in bed, fighting your insomnia, hoping to get to sleep. You stare at the alarm clock and do the math. You know you'll feel bad in the morning. Or your head sinks into the pillow ready for sleep. You push the button, hear the CD as you go into a blissful sleep that teaches your mind to sleep through the night. You awaken in the morning refreshed. You're stressed at work, angry, lashing out at your coworkers. Then you come home, you kick the cat, you yell at the kids. Pretty much a good time for everyone. Or you take 10 minutes during lunch, listen to my Creative Genius CD. You're creative, focused, productive, feeling powerful and in control. You go home, kiss your spouse, hug your kids, and smile. Your anger is gone. You're an inspiration. Find out how much better you can feel. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, on the web at wendy.com. It's W-E-N-D-I.com, or call me, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
Guess who's ranked number one these days? Lincoln Mercury Dealers, that's who. According to J.D. Power & Associates, Lincoln is the number one nameplate in customer satisfaction with dealer service. And when you bring your vehicle to your Tri-State Lincoln Mercury Dealers for service, you'll see why we've impressed so many people. Stop in for award-recognized service and great value, especially right now. Get the works. For just $34.95 or less, you'll get a Motorcraft oil and filter change up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, expert vehicle inspection, fluid top-off, and more. Just $34.95. Expert service at low prices. Now that's real value. Come in and compare us to anyone, anywhere. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. That's the genuine challenge. Visit your participating Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 52905. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Ten before the hour. Oh, and Davey, if you're still listening, you know, when you talk about, okay, let's get down and funky here. What percentage of the population of the United States is Jewish? There are approximately 300 million of us, right? What percentage of the population is Jewish? It's not even maybe 1%. Would there be 3 million Jews in America? I don't know. Probably around 1%. Now, when you said about Lieberman being the only senator, are you out of your freaking mind? Charles Schumer, Barbara Boxer, Herb Cole, Carl Levin, Russ Feingold, Arlen Specter, Dianne Feinstein, Ron Wyden. Those are not Irishers, Davy. Now, what is that? Now, when you add Lieberman, 3, 6, 9, call it 10. 10 out of 100, that's 10% of the United States Senate is Jewish. Which is what? 10 times the representation that it has in the general population. So get out of my face, Davy! And don't even try to compare Lieberman to Moses. Sheesh, are you serious?
Oh, well, Mike, you know, I really like your program, but, you know, you're attacking Lieberman, and he's like the only Jewish man.
Get out of my face, get out of my ear, get off my program. But I'm not going to do church anymore tonight, or synagogue, so, you know, that's it. But, yeah, I got a ton of emails in here. I just can't, you know, I just don't think that fast. When I got some hysteric on the phone, you know,
oh, Lieberman, you're attacking Lieberman!
You know, get out of here. Just get out of here with that crap. Man. And I won't even talk about Wolfowitz, okay? Okay, we have it on good authority that it's less than 1% of the population is Jewish. And about 10% of the population of the Senate is Jewish. So that's enough of it. You know, Catholics. How many Catholics? And, you know, who cares except Davy? See, Davy must keep score of that stuff, right? You know, it's the hypocrisy that pisses me off. Davy must sit there with a notepad and scan radio programs and see if he can find anything that he might consider anti-Jewish. And I guess he thought he heard something on my program. That's cool, Davy. Lieberman is still a half-witted, jackass, warmongering, murderous hypocrite. How's that? Okay. All right. Where were we? All right. Before we go back to your calls, because we're starting to run out of time for this hour, so we'll come back to you as soon as the hour is over. Do you hear about what the pig man did, what Limbaugh did? He said on his nationally syndicated radio show that Evanston Township High School in Illinois, Evanston is where Northwestern University is. What else is there, Kathy? It's a fairly well-to-do, a real close-in, near Northside suburb of Chicago. So Limbaugh, in his typical half-assed way, got on his program and said that the students at the high school there, quote, don't know anything about World War II, and they probably never heard the name Adolf Hitler. Now, why did he say that? He said because they're so focused on a multicultural curriculum. Right? Now, some of the kids in Evanston want to show Limbaugh what they know. They want to debate him on American history. Oh, my God. One of the kids, a girl named Sarah Loeb, said, I think a debate would be great because then we'd prove him wrong and open up his opinion a little bit. Now, Limbaugh's comments, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, Limbaugh's comments came after he read a Christian Science Monitor article this week that profile global studies courses required at this high school. Limbaugh immediately crapped in his jeans, went out of his mind, and started screaming against multicultural education generally and singled out the Evanston High School in particular. Limbaugh said, what multiculturalist is balkanizing this country. People are coming here from various parts of the world. They're bringing their cultures with them. And the multiculturalists are saying, your culture is better than American culture. American culture is discriminatory. It's racist, sexist, bigot, homophobic. Sarah Loeb said, the student said, maybe he might be a little interested or intimidated because I don't know his basis for saying we don't know anything, but I think he might be interested if he wants to live up his reputation and back up his ideas so he doesn't look stupid. Now, all of these kids choose among several global perspectives, they're called, courses covering the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, Asia, and Russia. In 2003, this high school won an Excellence in International Education Award from the Asia Society and the Goldman Sachs Foundation. The high school offers seven languages, including Japanese and Hebrew, has several clubs with an international flavor, including a Model United Nations and Amnesty International Club. Students and staff also point out that the school requires year-long courses in U.S. history and Western civilization. And Jane Byliter, a senior, said, you know, it's funny to me that someone like Limbaugh would say we don't know about World War II. We live in a large Jewish community. Each year, the school hosts activities for Holocaust Remembrance Week. And this, Jane says, until 10th grade, all we did was U.S. and European history. It's just so false that what he says is funny. The superintendent of the school said it struck me as incomprehensible that somebody would think multiculturalism antithetical to American values. He said, I was stunned that Limbaugh had such certainty that our kids were not knowledgeable about basic American history when, in fact, our students do extremely well. The kids are pissed off. A senior, Aaron Hamilton, said, you know, he's not even worth responding to. He has nothing to say about my education and my future. He's just a guy talking on the radio. Of course, when you consider the average IQ of the average Limbaugh listener, they probably all sat out there and went, yeah, Rush, that's right, that's right. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146. 1-800-550-6146.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Boxer versus Bolton. Senator Barbara Boxer of California says she will use procedural delays and continue to seek information about U.N. Ambassador nominee John Bolton from the State Department and other agencies. Senator Boxer notified Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, who's leading the fight against Bolton, that she's putting a hold on the Bolton nomination. That means she'll force numerous procedural votes before the Senate can even begin debating the nomination. A day after the Senate Foreign Relations Committee refused to recommend Bolton's confirmation as U.N. Ambassador, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said the administration is confident of ultimate victory. The stage is set for a showdown in the Senate over George Bush's judicial nominees. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he will seek confirmation next week for two of those conservative judges. Their nominations have been blocked by Democrats. In his statement, Frist says it's time for the full Senate to decide the issue of fair up or down votes for judicial nominees. He says the focus next week on Priscilla Owen and Janice Rogers Brown. Democrats refuse to allow a yes or no vote on 10 of Bush's first-term nominees to appeals courts. Bush renominated 7 this year. Democrats said they'd block them again. The Republicans are saying they will try to eliminate the ability of Democrats to stage the filibuster. Leaders of the two parties have been talking about a compromise, but so far, no sign of any agreement. The chairman of the Federal Base Closing Commission says the panel will not rubber stamp the proposal from the Pentagon. Anthony Principi says the process will be fair and open and that it will not be politicized. Historically, the base commissions have accepted about 85% of the bases recommended for closing or downsizing. This time, the Pentagon is proposing shutting down about 180 installations, including 33 major bases. The independent panel will hold hearings and visit military sites all summer and then vote on the plan. The list will then go to Congress and George Bush. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's proposal would lead to a net loss of about 29,000 military and civilian jobs, but he says it would save $49 billion over the next 20 years. 3 years ago, Joseph Schultz was shot in the face by an FBI agent who thought he was a bank robber. Now he's being allowed to sue for that mistake. The federal judge in Baltimore, allowing the $10 million lawsuit to proceed, he says, quote, "We're responsible for our actions, whether we're government agents or not." Schultz was shot after agents searching for a bank robber stopped a car he was riding in. The agent who fired the shot said that Schultz appeared to be reaching for a weapon. Schultz said he was trying to get out of the car. This is Air America Radio.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Ring of Fire.
Isn't it amazing how easy it's been to borrow money to build or buy a new home? If it seems too good to be true, it's because it is. I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This week on Ring of Fire, we'll look at predatory lending and the crooked creditors who dupe you into debt you can never repay.
And we'll also look at the lawyers who are battling the Bush administration as they try just to give some representation to some of the detainees in Guantanamo that shouldn't be there.
Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Well, it's Malloy now. That's after I changed it. I got an email last night. You remember last night, if you were listening, towards, it was, I don't know, second, third hour, I was talking, a guy named Godfrey called in. Do y'all remember that? I got this email. Mike, you just talked to a man named Godfrey who sounded like a good and tolerant man, but he had the mistaken idea that people choose to be gay. You corrected him gently, and I think you've given him something to think about. I am gay, and have had to learn the hard way that I did not and do not choose to be gay. It is not a choice. You know that. I spent many years fighting my feelings because I believed they were wrong. I wanted, like most people, to do the right thing, or what I thought was the right thing. It was only with the help of a therapist and a lot of thought and prayer that I have come to accept myself. Ultimately, for me, it came down to accepting the person I was created to be. It's pretty damned ungrateful to criticize God for who he made when he made me. I think that most followers of Christ, the compassionate, the loving followers of Christ, would view gay people differently if they understood that we are not just heterosexuals who perversely choose to be gay. Nobody in his or her right mind would choose to be persecuted, discriminated against, and hated. But the problem for most straight followers of Christ is this. The existence of gay people causes a crisis in their faith. Why does God create gay people? What is their part in his plan? And, hardest of all to face, if what they have been told about gay people is untrue, what else in what they believe is untrue? Most people choose a religion because they were raised with it and haven't had to question it, or because they don't want to have to think for themselves and like to be handed a truth which can be swallowed whole. Gay people put believers in a position where they have to think and question their faith. We put them in a position where they have to revise their ideas about God and the world. We force them to live with unanswered questions and uncertainty, and most people run to religion because they can't stand uncertainty. A first-hand faith is a questioned faith and an uncomfortable faith. A second-hand faith, which is managed and passed down by some authority, is much simpler and easier to live with. And ultimately, most people turn to religion for comfort. Unfortunately for them, God almost never calls us to comfort. He seems to have very little interest in keeping us all cozy and warm in our beds. He calls us to growth and to reality and to wakefulness, which is often painful. That's why most people would just plain prefer for God to leave them alone and lead them to their religion. Thanks for allowing me to vent. Keep up the good work. Watch your back. Steve, and his last name, a gay man, a Quaker, and a truth seeker. Steve, that was just an absolutely excellent, excellent letter. Excellent letter. Thank you. No, don't put, no, don't send emails asking me where you can find this letter. This was just an email to me from Steve. See, God did create Adam and Steve. Got an email from Ross. He has a website here, upordownvote.com. I don't mean it's his. I just mean he references this website, upordownvote.com. And in referencing that website, he says, "Hi, Mike, look at all these pretty faces on the website. And what's there are these judges. Too bad they're not the faces of democracy. Instead, I see the faces of a whole new order that's taking hold in America, that of totalitarianism. It's a phrase that hasn't been used since the fall of the Soviet Union, but the sharpness of the word rings true. Were they calling for an up or down vote in the days of rampant segregation? Was Jesse Helms calling for an up or down vote? The answer is no. Neither was Strom Thurmond. nor Herman Talmadge, nor Russell Long, nor Huey Long, nor John Stennis, nor Lawton Childs, nor Bob Smathers, nor Alan Simpson. I'm really down on the up or down vote. However, they would brand me as undemocratic, unpatriotic, and unchristian, an antichrist. They successfully branded John Kerry as a deserter and a traitor. He didn't know what hit him. They have commandeered all of the TV networks. They have filled the airwaves with endless lies and propaganda that would rival the old Kremlin. Newscasters and commentators are watching every word they say. Even as respected a newscaster, journalist, and reporter as Dan Rather, an American institution was taken down by this gang of thugs. Keep the home fires burning, Ross. Well, yeah. You know, while the Senate, you know, in the age of Bush, the Senate has confirmed more than 200 judicial nominees from too stupid to swallow a pretzel. Democratic senators, truth seekers, have used the filibuster to block votes on seven. There were three others who have since asked that their nominations be withdrawn. Seven names. That butterfly boy has resubmitted. Seven. Over 200. What is that? 97%. And the Democrats in the Senate should have their asses spanked for that. Confirming 97%? Advice and consent where? But that's what they've done. Now, as Republicans tell it, the act of blocking a Senate vote on a presidential judicial nomination is unconstitutional, it's unfair, it's un-American, and it's unacceptable. Like Dobson, the head of the Evangelical Focus on the Family, he says it's anti-Christian as well. Now, it's easy to understand why he says that, because from his point of view, it is. He thinks that these nominees that the Democrats are trying to turn down will be friendly to his notion of far closer ties between government and religion, his religion. As the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said today in an editorial titled Dinner Menu, Baloney. It's interesting to note, the JC wrote, that back in the 90s, more than 60 judicial appointments by Clinton never got a Senate vote thanks to Senate Republicans. Roughly 20 Clinton judicial nominees never even got the chance to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. They were nominated by the president, and then nothing ever happened. And in some cases, one man, Orrin Hatch of Utah, the Mormon hypocrite, who was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee at the time, he, all by himself, blocked action on Clinton nominees. In other cases, the nominees were secretly what they call blue-slipped by a single Republican senator. That's what boxers put a hold on this thug, Bolton. Now, you want some examples? A woman named Elena Kagan, now the dean of Harvard Law School. She never got a hearing. The fake Mormon, Orrin Hatch, wouldn't allow her to have a hearing. James Wynn, who would have been the first black person on the all-white 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, never got a hearing. James Beatty, another black attorney nominated the 4th U.S. Circuit, never got a hearing. And it goes on and on. So today, the same people who in the past repeatedly allowed a single Republican senator, Orrin Hatch, to veto action on judicial candidates nominated by Clinton have worked themselves into quite a righteous lather over letting 41 Democratic senators use that same power under Bush. And then the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says this: displays of hypocrisy, gall, and false piety are hardly unknown in Washington, but this bunch takes it to a whole new level. Complex, repeat, propaganda. I'm Mike Malloy.
Propaganda. If you need to change the subject, it's a dandy. If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Are you a Democrat? Are you single? Do you have $398 in your pocket? Then you owe it to yourself to join us at DemocraticMatch.com. DemocraticMatch.com has all the features of the conventional dating sites. But unlike the others, you'll never have to worry about being contacted by right-wingers. If you've ever felt uncomfortable about joining an online dating service, rest assured that DemocraticMatch.com boasts the most intelligent and passionate membership of any single site on the Internet. DemocraticMatch.com is just $398 a month. That's 5 to 10 times less than the other dating sites you've heard about. And unlike those sites, we give half of our profits to environmental groups fighting to save our only planet. If you've had difficulty finding forward-thinking individuals for friendship and dating, DemocraticMatch.com is the answer you've been waiting for. Don't hold a crossfire show in your love life. Join DemocraticMatch.com today. That's DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, this is Mark Sussman, endorsed financial planner of the Workman's Circle, here to tell you about an important seminar on socially responsible investing. A successful investment provides superior performance and also supports a sustainable future and enhances quality of life for us all. We believe financially sound companies that operate with integrity toward their customers, employees, and the environment will be better poised to succeed in the future. Please join us on Thursday, May 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Workman's Circle Building, 45 East 33rd Street, for this free seminar on socially responsible investing. Call 212-685-4495 to reserve your seat. Dinner will be served. This seminar is co-sponsored by Calvert Funds, a leading manager in socially responsible investment, and the Workman's Circle, one of the nation's oldest fraternal organizations. That's Thursday, May 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. For reservations, call 212-685-4495.
Investments offered by Prime Capital Services, Inc., member NASD and SIPC. Prime Capital, the Workman's Circle, and Calvert Distributors are not affiliated.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Okay, I've been asked by a couple of emailers to differentiate between, going back to the first hour, Orthodox Christians and Fundamentalist Christians. Okay, you know, I'm using the term Orthodox with small o. I mean fundamentalists like Dobson. All right, is everybody happy now? See, you got to be so careful when you do this, right, Kathy? If you know, sometimes I'm sorry if I'm irritating you, but whether you're Jew or Christian, or atheist or whatever you are, but sometimes I just expect you to be a little bit quicker on the uptake. Okay, when you hear me use the word Orthodox, or you know, just in your mind's eye, picture small o. All right? I mean, come on. This is not hard stuff, all right? I'm a very simple man. I'm not complex or complicated. So don't make it sound as though I am being complicated. Ross sent me this in. Mike, this is what you should read. These are the faces of America. These are the good Christians who put George W. into office. There's nothing like a good kick in the head when you're down. And then let the good old white boys offer the slap on the wrist and a good lecture. By the way, with the recent cuts in Medicaid and the dismal record of medical care available to the poor in Texas, who's going to care for this young African-American now that he's practically a vegetable for the rest of his life? And here's the story. It's from the Associated Press. And the four, when he's talking about the faces of, what did he say here? He's talking about, the picture came with it. And here's four white boys, last names Owens, Stone, Hicks, and Amox. And this is from the Cass County Sheriff's Department in Linden, Texas. Now listen to this. This is from yesterday. Citing the seriousness of the crime, a judge has added short jail terms to sentences recommended by juries for two of the four men convicted of beating a mentally disabled black man and leaving him in a field. All four could have faced 10 years in prison on the original charges in the beating of Billy Ray Johnson, who was found unconscious on a fire ant mound and now lives in a nursing home. The beating was a year or so ago. Two of the men entered plea deals, and two were acquitted of the most serious counts. Judge Burgess invoked his right to add short jail terms for James Hicks and Christopher Amox. Both were convicted by a jury. Hicks, who is 26, received 10 years probation and 60 days behind jail. Amox, who is 20, got 2 years probation, a $4,000 fine, 30-day jail sentence. The judge sentenced Dallas Stone, who's 19, to 5 years probation, $2,000 fine, 30 days in jail. And the sentencing for John Wesley Owens, 22, was delayed because of a scheduling conflict for his lawyer. Authorities in this poor, pine-locked East Texas hamlet of 2,300 people have said that Billy Ray Johnson, well-known around town as a friendly but slow character who loved dancing, was lured to an all-white pasture party where underage drinkers fed him alcohol and picked on him. Owens and Stone, who both pleaded guilty to a third-degree felony charge of injury to a disabled person, testified that the other two, Amox and Johnson, were arguing about country versus rap music when Amox told Johnson... Not the other two. Johnson's a victim. When Amox told Johnson to leave, then Amox swung at Johnson, who fell and began vomiting and gagging, according to testimony. The men loaded Johnson into a truck and drove him to an old tire dump where they left him on an anthill. Doctors soon determined he had suffered a concussion that, without medical attention, could have killed him. Johnson was hospitalized for weeks. He is now unable to walk without help or speak clearly. White boy Amox, facing the same felony charges as white boy Owens and white boy Stone, was convicted of misdemeanor assault in March. The jury recommended a suspended 1-year jail sentence, meaning no time behind bars. This month, a different jury found white boy Hicks guilty of the felony charge, which carries a penalty of 2 to 10 years in prison. The jury recommended the Hicks 3-year prison sentence also be suspended. White boy Owens and white boy Stone agreed in their plea deals to 30 days in the county jail. The judge noted the seriousness of the crime in adding these short jail terms for white boy Hicks and white boy Amox. White supporters of the men note that they are good boys from prominent families with no previous legal trouble, but other residents, blacks and whites, say the case has been tainted by small-town politics, racism, and a court system that favors whites. Joetta Ford, who is black, said justice has not been done. I commend the judge for adding jail time, but the Johnson family is not happy. Ray won't get a chance to go on with his life. He has no future. Jackie Arnold, a 56-year-old white woman who works at a juvenile detention center, said it was a clear case of racism. She said our laws are made to protect people who can't protect themselves, and just because these little rich white boys, they got off. The district attorney, who is white, said before the sentences were imposed that the jury's decisions were in line with other juries who sympathize with first-time offenders. And he pointed out that the so-called beating involved one punch! And it was only a black man, so who cares, right, truth seekers? Somebody ought to drop a bunker buster on Texas. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, all you good people. Get out of town and cut the damn rat hole loose.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh,
ah. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random, let's say Walmart, and that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour, how much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think the people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at purpleocean.org.
America is a country of entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner, you're helping shoulder the lion's share of the U.S. economy. You can lighten that load a little at Sam's Club. To save you time, we offer click and pull and fax and pull. Place your order online at samsclub.com or by fax before 5 p.m. And at no extra charge, it's ready to pick up as early as 7 a.m. the next day. Now that's teamwork, and we're proud to be a small part of your team. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free two-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free two-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
Jerry Springer.
We always have to protect the personal rights of our citizens. That is not being soft. That is not being wimpy. That is being an American, and we cannot forget that. We cannot give up our personal freedoms. It is America.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
That fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Christine sent this in. I believe the time delay is desperate. He has now enlisted Jeff Gannon as one of his army. The question should be not as to how Jeff found the $250 to attend, but if he found any more... Oops, I can't say that. I've been enjoying the show a lot, Christine. She's referring to the testimonial last night for this little sub-Nazi, Tom DeLay. And according to the note, is that the ABC thing? The note reports on the attendees of yesterday's DeLay tribute. Celebrity sightings include Frank Gaffney and James Guckert, that's Jeff Gannon, heads together. Ooh, in a serious conversation. Of course, James Guckert is the real name of disgraced fake journalist Jeff Gannon. You know things are getting pretty bad for DeLay, it says here, when Gannon is part of his efforts to shore up political support. Heads together, huh? Now, who is Frank Gaffney? Well, he's the head of the Center for Security Policy, one of those right-wing neo-Nazi think tanks in Washington, D.C. The Center for Security Policy, Frank Gaffney. They have a lot of input into old Michael Chertoff's little scam. Bunko game, you know, the Department of Homeland Security. Frank Gaffney and Gannon, Guckert, heads together in a serious conversation. I wonder what don't you wonder what they were talking about, huh? Huh? I dare not go there. And 97 people or close to it have sent me this, and thank you for doing it. What Eisenhower said on November 8th, 1954, here's what he said, quote, and I checked this. This is a real quote. This is a real quote. Should any political party attempt to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, or eliminate labor laws and farm programs, you would not hear of that party again in our political history. There is a tiny splinter group, of course, that believes you can do these things. Among them are a few Texas oil millionaires and an occasional politician or businessman from other areas. Their number is negligible and they are stupid. Oh, Ike. You know, I remember the Eichenhauser era, as we used to call it. I had a girlfriend back in second or third grade who used to go around. It was during the first Eisenhower. When was 52, right? That's when he, yeah, 52. So it must have been 51. And I guess I was in second grade. I don't even remember. But there was a little blonde-haired girl. You know, Charlie Brown had a little red-haired girl. I had this little blonde-haired girl in class that I was just deeply in love with. You know, when you're in second, was it third grade? You experience a kind of love that never again, it never comes back. It's gone. I'm sorry, Kathy. But it just never comes back. Don't cry, honey. So that's, her name was Roberta Tremaine. And everybody called her Bobby. And I thought my love was totally unrequited for this little girl. Well, she wasn't a little girl back then. She was just a woman. It's amazing what you think when you're third grade, right? My mother had a habit of taking her wedding ring off and laying it on the sideboard of the sink when she did the dishes. And one day when I came home for lunch, the school was just two blocks away, I saw my mom's ring laying there, and I put it in my pocket and took it to school that afternoon and gave it to Bobby Tremaine. Yeah, I did. Well, my mother got her wedding ring back because, you know, the teacher, the principal, somebody saw it and went, oh, my God. But anyway, the point of the story, I knew that my love was requited. It was not unrequited. It was totally requited. When Bobby Tremaine wrote on the cover of her notebook, I like Ike because he reminds me of Mike. So that's how I heard of Eisenhower. I didn't know Eisenhower from Adam's house cat, frankly. I like Ike because he reminds me of Mike. Bobby Tremaine, if you're out there listening, there's still a little tiny torch in my heart for you. Oh, my God. Kathy says you're going to get 14 emails now from someone named Bobby Tremaine. Oh, my God. All with different email addresses. All right. It's about 20 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls before I lose my license to do talk radio here. Dan is calling from Washington State. Dan, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
I used to agree with the people that said if we pull out of Iraq now, we might leave behind turmoil. But now I'm thinking, are things going to get much more stable in the future?
No.
Do you think we're making a positive difference over there, or mostly just getting in a long battle with the insurgents?
We are committing murder. That's all you can call when you kill civilians who are doing nothing in a war that was undeclared and a war that was brought to fruition by lies of the worst kind, manufactured lies.
Yeah.
Then it becomes murder. Now, I've said before, and I'll say it again, I'll say it every night. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it every night. We need to get out of there, and we need to get out of there now. We need to tonight. We don't have to take the equipment. Let the Iraqis have the equipment. It's all full of depleted uranium anyway, so what the hell do we care, right?
Yeah.
Just load up the troops and bring them home.
Yeah, it's time to cut our losses, isn't it?
Well, it's time to cut the losses for the whole area. We are world. We're destabilizing the entire region and the world. We have become bloodthirsty psychopaths. We have a chimpanzee who runs around from country to country dancing on stages and acting like he is the leader of the free world because his group of thugs stole two presidential elections. This moron. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, Dan, but I've gotten a couple of stories that said, remember all that video that we saw on the news of the people in the former Soviet state of Georgia, who the hundreds of thousands of people had turned out, and they had the flags, and everybody was cheering. Did you know that that was organized and paid for by the Bush administration?
Oh, my God.
What? Yeah, I did. You know, nobody's talking about this. I gotten two or three emails about this with a source. I don't have it in front of me, but it was the Bush administration that provided the money. The whole thing was orchid because, you know, I thought to myself, man, wait a second. But, you know, Bush is a thug and a bully and a chimpanzee. Why are all these Georgians out there dancing around in the streets and waving flags? And by the way, when you saw that crowd, I did have the fleeting thought, where in the hell did they get, 50,000 little American flags? Where did they come from?
Oh,
is there an American flag factory in Tbilisi?
Man, you just can't trust the Bush administration to be honest about anything.
Nothing.
You know? Yeah.
Nothing. So as far as the troops, look, every one of those Americans, even the ones who are committing atrocities against prisoners, even the ones who are blowing away half dead people, even the ones who are, I can't even put it into words. All of them, they all need to lay down their weapons and get on board the. Wait a second. Let me take that back. I don't want to be arrested for ordering troops to give up their posts. I believe that the commanders should order the troops to stand down and come home.
I agree.
Come home now.
Me too. I agree.
Oh, God. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening, Dan. Now, tonight, there should be an order of withdrawal. What we are doing in Iraq is unconscionable. It's horrifying. Jacob is calling from New Hampshire. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I was calling about the David Ray Griffin talk on Did you get a chance to watch it?
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Okay.
Like I said, I've seen transcripts of it. I know what it's about. I just haven't seen the video itself, but I will this weekend.
Well, for me, I really wanted to thank you for bringing it up on your show, because I wouldn't have known about it before. And for me, it was almost a life-changing event.
Really?
I mean, I've been, pretty liberal all my life, but...
But you never thought your own government would conspire like this to engineer an attack on the United States and 3,000 people dead and wars and more wars and the abolition of civil liberties in your own country. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Yes, I'm ashamed to say it, but when I heard about it, you know, I always try to hear all sides. And the first thought I had was it was kind of going to be one of these UFO conspiracy type things.
Uh-huh.
But then when I watched it, you know, I mean, it was just so compelling and so logical, you know, the other points you've already mentioned on your show, I don't want to reiterate them, that, you know, it seems to me that this would be getting this...
Go ahead, no, keep talking.
Getting this out, you know, this word out to the people and getting it to the major media
right.
is key to... stopping people from...
It is. Hey, Jacob, hold on a second. Hold on a second, because I got to do a break, and you were holding on for a damn long time. So just stay there. We'll do this break. We'll come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Turn on your TV. Turn it on so loud. And watch the fool a-smiling there and tell me that you're proud. And listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race. As they stand right there before you and lie into your face. If you ever try to buy them, you know.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
for the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how drug companies are getting state health programs to prescribe their most expensive drugs. Learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, "Dear Mr. Oreck, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
$20. What can you get for less than $20 these days? How about over 60 channels, including local channels where available, for just $19.99 per month for 1 year with Dish Network Satellite TV? There's never been a better time to dump cable and start saving with Dish Network, the home of the lowest all-digital price in America every day. Call now and get up to 4 rooms of your house set up with standard professional installation. Plus, Dish Network will give you a $49.99 credit when you pay a $49.99 activation fee, making the activation fee free. Call 1-888-231-DISH or visit a local participating retailer to get Dish Network and enjoy over 60 channels, including local channels, for less than $20 per month. That's 1-888-231-DISH. 1-888-231-DISH.
Offer ends 6/30/05. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Restrictions, credit approval, minimum programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee applies. Must qualify based on service address.
If you're concerned about the wants, the needs, and protection of your family, then call the Legacy Group of America at 1-800-245-TERM and find out about their affordable term life insurance. Now, in just 15 minutes, you can protect your family with $100,000 of life insurance. This will enable your family to take care of final expenses, pay off credit card and mortgage debt, or provide for a college education should something happen to you. There's no better way to protect those you love. So call now for a free rate quote at 1-800-245-TERM. This term insurance is fast, easy, and affordable. There's no medical exam or long, complicated forms to fill out. If you qualify for the term of your policy, your rates never go up and your benefits never go down. Help your family to be secure and debt-free with this term life insurance policy. The Legacy Group of America is there for you. Call now at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-8376. Not available in all states.
There was dirt, water, and air, and it was good. Once Planet Check.
Sign up to fight global warming. Right now, there's a bill in Congress sponsored by Senators McCain and Lieberman called the Climate Stewardship Act to help fight global warming. But they need your help. Ben Smith, manager of online activism for environmental defense, explains.
Global warming is real, and we're seeing signs that it's happening now. The U.S. is the leading greenhouse gas polluter in the world, so we also need to be leaders in the fight to undo global warming. And Americans really need to push their political leaders to take action. So visit undoit.org, cut the emissions, sign the petition, and help stop global warming.
So far, nearly 250,000 people have gone online and signed the emissions petition at www.undoit.org. Join them. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at Esurance.com.
It's about 10 before the hour. All right, let's go back to Jacob. Jacob, thanks for holding on. Where were we?
Thank you. Well, I was, you know, I kind of have gone through kind of the shock period, and I'm starting to think about what can we do with this. And it seems like one thing that's really frustrating to me is, I mean, I keep trying to find it in other radio shows, and I'm sure I must have missed some, but, you know, I keep going, you know, even on the liberal ones, it's
what, the 2001 was engineered by the Bush crime family?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I don't know why more people are not talking about that. It is not a bunch of flying saucer types sitting around, although nothing wrong with flying saucer types. But it's not that. There is enough evidence out there now. Let's put it this way: there are enough unanswered questions to call into serious doubt the official story of what happened in this country on September 11, 2001. Now, as far as I'm concerned, and I will take this to my grave, whether it turns out to be true or not to be true, George W. Bush and his cronies were to some degree, greater or lesser than I'm thinking, involved in, if not the planning of the attack on this country, the mechanics of allowing it to happen. And that makes them complicit in conspiracy to murder 3,000 people, including about 2,600 Americans. It makes them complicit in the worst attack on this country since Pearl Harbor. And I, like you, don't know what the hell to do about it. Nobody will take a stand. We still have people on the liberal side saying, well, we can't really pull out of Iraq now. We're there now. And to that I scream, are you people out of your freaking minds? We are there because of lies. You don't perpetrate, you make a lie worse and more death and more destruction. You say okay and you get out.
I agree completely.
God,
I just am so frustrated because I can't. The only thing I can think of doing is basically talking to friends, talking to
do it acquaintances, do it, Jacob,
every radio station. It seems like we've got to keep pushing to get people to call other sources, so eventually this story will get out, kind of like Watergate did eventually.
People have to keep talking. The one thing a totalitarian or Nazi or authoritarian regime depends on, encourages, and whose existence depends on it is silence among the people, where people are afraid to talk, where people don't talk, where people say, oh, hi, look, there's a bluebird, instead of saying, Jesus Christ, do you realize how many Americans and Iraqis are dead because of lies? So, yeah, you got to keep talking. Jacob, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks. Can I make one more point?
It seems very, like, very quick.
Very quick. It seemed like this Cessna watch recently was, you know, perfect opportunity to start bringing this up again, because with that one-minute response with the three squadrons of...
Right.
Thank you so much for your show, and I'm so grateful that I heard about that on your show.
Well, thanks for checking in, Jacob.
Have a great weekend, sir.
All right, sir, you too. Take care. Somebody sent me a link, a photograph here from Bart Kopp. I don't believe in God, but if there was a God, it'd probably be Bart Kopp. Have you guys ever heard his voice? Huh? I've talked to him a couple of times. And he sounds like God. Doesn't he, Kathy? He really does. He's got a godlike voice. But here it is from his website, bartkopp.com. There's a picture repeated three times. A photograph of six Marines in their dress blues carrying another flag-draped coffin. And the picture's repeated three times. And above it, it says, Bush's U.S. soldier body count in Iraq. It was 1609, and then it was 1612, and today it's 1615. 1,615 dead soldiers under Bush, three per day. It's a steady diet of death. And then Barkop wrote, Bush lies us into this, and nobody cares. I can't believe it. You know, the lies that the American public gobbled up because we were stupid back in 1964 about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, you know, that was 41 years ago. And I guess it's excusable that we were stupid back then and ignorant. There was no mass communication. There were three television networks. You know, people, the population of the country was about 150 million less than it is, well, 100 million less than it is now. Vietnam was where? Where's Vietnam? We had just come out of Korea 15 years before. I don't want to hear another war. And it took 4 years I think four or five years into that war before the people of America started mobilize against it. Almost 59,000 dead Americans, 3 million dead Indochinese. And it was based on a lie. And the Cold War. The proxy wars between the United States and the Soviet Union. How many millions of people died because of those proxy wars? It's horrifying. Okay. It's also history. Did we learn anything? 41 years later... And we're all going to sit here and say that 9/11 was just the work of 15 fanatics. Huh? They pulled it off. They defeated the security arrangements in the military of the most massive, massive security structure in the human history of the human race. The United States of, by God, America. They defeated us. 15 Egyptians... And 15 Saudis, a couple of Egyptians and a Libyan defeated the security system of the United States of America with our 7,000 nuclear weapons and NORAD. And you believe that? Oh, for Christ's sake, don't believe it. It's a lie. It's a lie, okay? It's a lie. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
Guess who's ranked number one these days? Lincoln Mercury Dealers, that's who. According to J.D. Power & Associates, Lincoln is the number one nameplate in customer satisfaction with dealer service. And when you bring your vehicle to your Tri-State Lincoln Mercury Dealers for service, you'll see why we've impressed so many people. Stop in for award-recognized service and great value, especially right now. Get the works. For just $34.95 or less, you'll get a Motorcraft oil and filter change up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, expert vehicle inspection, fluid top-off, and more. Just $34.95. Expert service at low prices. Now that's real value. Come in and compare us to anyone, anywhere. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. That's the genuine challenge. Visit your participating Tri-State Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Taxes, disposal fees, and diesel vehicles extra. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 52905. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. Fort support is on the minds of communities across the country. This after Undersecretary of Defense Michael Wynn detailed the Pentagon's long-awaited recommendations to BRAC, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission.
We are recommending the closure of 33 of the 318 major military installations in the United States and the realigning of 29 more. We are also recommending the closure or realignment of another 775 smaller military locations.
This is the first major realignment of military installations in some 10 years and stands to save what the Bush administration calls nearly $50 billion over 20 years. Closer to home, from city halls, pizza shops, and barber shops, military towns are cringing over a possible life without their military business, even their emotional base. Jim Smith etches out the feelings in New Jersey.
Residents here outside Fort Monmouth are now facing an uncertain future. Some already are looking at classifieds for new jobs. Others who work at the base, like this woman, wouldn't mind being relocated, but she has family to think about.
I grew up as an Army brat, so moving around really never affected me, but I think it would affect my daughter. She's in high school.
Business owners say they'll certainly feel the impact. Bob runs a dog grooming shop nearby.
We do a lot of soldiers' dogs, believe it or not. We get a lot of the soldiers' dogs. A lot of people that work here will drop the dog off on the morning and away in. You know, so it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. We're out of now.
Other businesses say if the base closes, they'll be forced to as well. Jim Smith at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey.
The changes don't stop at bases. Employees and patients at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. are shocked by plans to relocate the facility.
It's kind of shocking. It's kind of sad.
See, it's a shock because it's a 15-minute ride on the bus here for me.
The Department of Defense plan would severely scale back Walter Reed services in D.C. over the next 5 years. The ultimate goal would be to build a new Walter Reed in nearby Maryland. The hospital treats about 16,000 patients and was built back in 1909. The commission is expected to pore through the recommendations and present a final report to the president in September. On the heels of the passage of an $82 billion emergency war spending bill, the Senate Armed Services Committee is asking that another $50 billion be set aside for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The additional money would push the cost of the war in Iraq towards $250 billion. A new study shows women battling breast cancer who are treated with hormone therapy and chemotherapy may increase their long-term survival rates. Researchers say the drug combination can cut the risk of dying from the disease in half. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call Amerimerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. Amerimerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
EcoTalk.
Coming up on EcoTalk this weekend, we'll be discussing the polluted information environment. Join me for a lively discussion with John Stauber and Sheldon Rampton, co-authors of five books, including Toxic Sludge is Good for You, and more recently, Banana Republicans. The pair also run the Center for Media and Democracy and have written extensively on PR Watch, a quarterly publication about enviro-political propaganda. This weekend on EcoTalk.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Okay, two seekers, only 53 minutes, and then everybody's out of class, and have a nice weekend, all right? No falling asleep, though, until the final bell rings. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, sent me a whole bunch of stuff today, and as he points out, the majority of the bombs that have gone off in Iraq since the last week in April have been in Baghdad. And then he says this is why. With security experts reporting that no major road in the country was safe to travel, some Iraq specialists speculated that the Sunni insurgency was effectively encircling the capital and trying to cut it off from the north, south, and west, where there are entrenched Sunni communities. East of Baghdad is mostly unpopulated desert bordering on Iran. The experts, in other words, are seeing something that we've been warned about, the run-up to civil war. Chris writes, the job of a guerrilla warrior is to make the enemy bleed, and he's either, until, he's either bled the enemy dry or until the enemy gets the hell out of the gunfire. This is a lesson, Chris writes, everyone in this country should have learned in Vietnam. It's a lesson everyone is learning the hard way in Iraq, except the so-called leadership in this country. If you notice one thing, Chris writes, notice this. You don't hear Rummy or Condi or Bush or anyone in the government talking about how they'll be traveling to Iraq this week or next month. Good enough to let the soldiers bleed and die. Good enough to let the Iraqis get caught in the crossfire. Not good enough to put your well-tailored ass on the line, though. Yeah, I hear you. The slaughter continues. The death continues. Hey, Mr. Miss America, I don't care what your politics or your religion or your gender or your race is. You still think it's worth it? Remember the lies these bastards, along with their whores in the media, jammed down our throats in 2003. Remember this? Huh? Do you remember? Look at it. Look at it, and know this, all of it now, all of it, from the attack on this country was based on lies. Every single filthy word was a lie. Three Americans a day are dying on average, right? Let me ask you something, Mom, Dad, you folks out there who are a little bit younger than me and you got people draft age, huh? Are you willing for the three tomorrow to be one of yours? Huh? Are you willing that one of the three next week will be one of yours? Cindy Sheehan writes me, Gold Star mothers or Gold Star families. I've gotten two or three emails from her. She gave up a son. I mean, she didn't give him up. He was killed. How many? 1,615. That's the official figure. I've heard numbers that say it's closer to 4,000. Because of the wounded who die once they're out of country. Once you're on a plane heading for one of those German German air bases, American air bases in Germany, right? How many Americans with shot-off arms and legs? 6,000, 8, 10, 20? How many dead Iraqis? We don't do body counts. Remember when Meyer said that? We don't do body counts. Well, the body counts are being done for you. You half-witted killer. 100,000? Oh, yeah. And the biggest anti-U.S. protests since the Taliban were routed have spread across Afghanistan and now are in Pakistan because of the abuse of the Koran at the U.S. jail in Guantanamo. So far, 7 people have died in the anti-American riots. They are spreading across Afghanistan and Pakistan. Hamid Karzai and Musharraf, both of their governments now are in danger, as are they. Demonstrations in major cities in both countries. The protest came as a result of a report in Newsweek magazine last week that interrogators, the U.S. Military Detention Center and Torture Center in Guantanamo, Cuba, desecrated copies of the Holy Quran by leaving them in toilet cubicles and even stuffing one down a crapper to rattle Muslim prisoners. Can you believe this? Of course you can. You've seen the pictures from Abu Ghraib. Of course you can. Of course they took a Quran and dumped it down a toilet. Of course they did. And they brought in female American interrogators with fake blood, smearing it on the prisoner, saying, "This is menstrual blood. Die!" Thousands of people took to the streets in the northern provinces of Parwan, Kapisa, and Takhar, Logar and Khost, Kandahar. Those are all cities and towns and provinces all over, they're cities all over Afghanistan. Veteran Afghan analyst Rahimullah Yousafzai said the protests gave the public a chance to vent their anger at Karzai's government and the United States itself. What anger? Freedom's on the march! The Afghan woman can fly kites and wear white shoes, as long as it's not after Labor Day. This Pakistan-based analyst I just quoted said this is the biggest protest campaign in Afghanistan since the ouster of the Taliban regime. It is bloody. It is widespread. It is countrywide. It shows that they are fed up with the United States. So what are we going to do there, huh? We're going to continue to kill? Oh, they found another Al-Qaeda dude today, didn't they? And they murdered him, huh? Okay, way to go. Use one of those little funny-looking airplanes. Shoo, missile right through the back of his head or something. I don't know. Do you believe it? Do you believe Al-Qaeda exists? Goldstein. Remember Goldstein? His picture would come up on the telescreens and the 2 minutes of hate every day. Goldstein, there he is, that son of a bitch. Look at him. Ah, dirty, rotten Goldstein. Remember? How much more will it take? Huh? How much more before it took 4 years? And 30,000 dead. No, I'm sorry. It was about 20,000 dead of the American dead. We don't count the gooks. We don't count the towel heads. We only count the Americans. So about 20,000 Americans were dead by 1968. And finally, or was it 69? Yeah, I have a hard time remembering. Finally, the American public took to the streets. Is it going to take 4 years here? Now, obviously, we're not going to lose as many Americans in Iraq as we lost in Vietnam because we're much hipper now, much cooler now. We have better weapons now when Halliburton sees that our people get them, when Halliburton is not stuffing money in their socks and their pants and their shirt pockets and their coat pockets and their hat bands and in their mouths and ears and popping out their eyeballs so they can stuff money in their filthy skulls. Huh? We're much smarter now. We know how to take a city like Fallujah and turn it into an oven and cook everybody in it. We didn't know how to do that in Hue and various cities and provinces. We had free fire zones. We had killing zones in Vietnam. But we weren't quite sure back then how to roast and murder an entire city. We know now, huh? First thing you attack, the hospital. Throw a couple of missiles into the hospitals. And then start the killing. We're going to pay for this, Truth Seeker. I mean, we really are. Even you and I. And we're innocent, right? We are good Americans. We are good Americans. We are good good Americans. We are good Americans. We are talking against this war. We're talking quieter and quieter every day, most of us, because, it's getting harder, isn't it, to say anything? I'm just wondering how long it's going to take. That's all. That's an honest question. How long it's going to take.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only 2 Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
A week not run from the Holocaust. A week not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into the sun.
It's 21 past the hour. It's hard, isn't it? I mean, it is so difficult to try to realign your mind to fit comfortably with the unthinkable. That an administration designated by hook or by crook to run this country would engineer an attack on this country. I mean, that's hard to do. That's almost impossible. And if you're a child of the 50s like me, oh my God! No. Even though I know all about Operation Northwoods, even though I understand about the lies and deceptions. But I grew up at a time when, if the evidence that's available regarding 9/11 were available to us in the 50s about some other atrocity, the perpetrators would have been dragged kicking and screaming if necessary into court and tried and convicted and punished. It's hard to align your mind, isn't it? It's so difficult. I mean, this is for Christ's sake, this is the United States of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation under God. Right? That's where we live. The town square and the 4th of July and picnics and civil rights and voting for your member of Congress. I mean, we live in the United States of America. We don't live in some godforsaken commie country or some lost and imploding African nation or some teeming South Asian ghetto or wandering around in the Andes chewing on coca leaves. No. We live in the United States of America. Our country is all about freedom and truth and justice. There's even a cliche, truth, justice, in the American way. Truth, justice, in the American way. Truth, justice, in the American way. How many times did you hear that, huh? We're Gary Cooper. We're Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. We're advice and consent. It's difficult, isn't it, to align your mind to accept the conclusions that our country had an attack engineered against it that left 3,000 people dead, most of whom were Americans, but nationals from what, 60 other countries. And it was engineered to greater or lesser degrees than I or you could possibly imagine by our own leadership. We can't do that. Nobody can do that. Well, some can. Some have. There is so much information out there. But it's difficult. Oh, Jesus, it's difficult. It's so difficult. Well, what was the book, Kathy, that we were working for IE America, Forbidden Truth, that came out written by the two French guys. One was a French journalist. One was a former member of French intelligence, I believe. Forbidden Truth. It was written in the French, and I believe it was translated. When did it come out? 2003? I'm not sure. Forbidden Truth. But I remember when that book came out, and I was working for IE, America Radio Network, owned by the UAW. And we talked about it. And the idea was still being put together that the United States engineered the attack. The book was about how the Taliban leadership was brought to Houston and feted and courted by, you can imagine who, and told something. Look, we need to build a pipeline across your country, so here's the choice. You know, we're going to, there's some plans in the works that the Caspian Sea, the Caucasus, all that oil and natural gas just north of you folks and a little bit to the west, we're gonna have access to that. Okay, and in order to get it out, obviously we can't take the pipeline the other way through Iran. Be serious. So we have to take it through Afghanistan, and then into Pakistan, and then into the Indian Ocean, and load it onto tankers. So we need your help. Here's your choice: we will offer you a carpet of gold for your country, or we will carpet bomb you. Take your choice, you towel-headed bastards. Take your choice. We don't care one way or the other, but we're giving you a choice. That's why you're here in Houston. Make your choice. Well, they chose wrong, didn't they? They said no thanks. And we're not towel-headed bastards. We're Muslims. Huh? They made the wrong choice. That didn't stop the plans.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones Magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right, they give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Al Franken Show.
I love the Dead.
When did that start for you, by the way?
It started in college, and then Tom Davis really introduced me to the Dead.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer.
Because, you know, you don't strike me as sort of a typical Deadhead. But then
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You go to a Dead concert, there's
just 50,000 Al Frankens.
There's...
Whirling around.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Take my hand. Break my stride. Make me time I've cried. Oh, my heart. In the palm of your hand.
It's about 25 before the hour. Isn't that pretty? Rich is calling from New Jersey. Rich, thanks for holding on. I know you've been holding on for a couple hours. I appreciate your patience.
Hey, Mike, it's great to talk to you again. It's a real treat to hear you at this hour because I don't have internet access at home anymore. Cost-saving measure with the great Bush economy we have.
I hear you.
So it's really a pleasure to talk to you. We did talk, I don't know if you remember, we talked a couple of times before Too Stupid to Be President stole the election again. I'm the recovering alcoholic who was speculating on whether he was a wet or a dry drunk.
Right, right.
But what I really, I want to get off that and digress on something you were talking about in the last couple of segments. Instead, I am the generation immediately behind you in terms of remembering human history. I was born in 51.
Uh-huh.
So I was the next wave after you, but I have the same basic memories that you have.
Uh-huh.
And I knew on November 22nd, 1963, that something had gone wrong at the age of 12. I already knew we had gone wrong. And I have not failed to, my gut instincts have not failed to let me down since, like yours, that things have just gone from bad to worse. Conspiracy is the order of the day. And I'm not nuts. And none of us are nuts to believe that the government has had a hand and all these horrible things. And right now, my thinking is, Mike, that everyone except for the 160 Democrats and the one independent, Bernie Sanders, and the entire Senate and the White House are all traitors. They're all traitors, especially a lot of the supplemental bill this past week that had that hideous Real ID Act in it, which is the mark of the beast, which is the end of personal freedom. We are now thoroughly on the road to fascism. We're galloping fascism now, and we're not crazy. Those of us that are calling Bush a traitor, that want the war to be over, that want the troops to come home safely, those of us that believe in the democracy of our forefathers, we're not crazy. We're the righteous ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get no argument from me on that. We are stuck, and I don't know how to get unstuck. I don't want to see my country murdered. There's a lot of things that are wrong with the United States of America, but we always had the wherewithal and the desire to fix things as we went along. Sometimes it took, a generation or two or three or four, but we were trying. There were enough of us among the population, among this nascent fascist population, there was enough of us to keep trying, in the 20s, in the 30s. I'd go back to the turn of the 19th century. There's always been enough. Go back to the abolitionists. Just keep going back. Keep going back. Keep going back. There always were enough to try to say, okay, look, we're almost there. Let's keep going. Okay, look, we're almost there. Okay, we're going to have to put up with police dogs and fire hoses. Okay, we're going to have to put up with this. We're going to have to put up with mines being closed. We're going to have to put up with injuries and keep going, keep going. It's gone.
Well,
it's gone. Where is it? Where is it? Anybody know where it is? It's gone.
I think we got one shot left, Mike, and I have very little faith in the Democratic Party, but if we do not get control of the House back in 2006 and impeach the chimpanzee, which I think said calling him a chimpanzee is an insult to chimpanzees, just call Too Stupid the President a chimpanzee. But if we don't get the House back in 2006 and impeach the bastard, we're dead. That's our last chance. I really believe that's our last chance. And I'm caught between a rock and a hard place over here in New Jersey because John Corzine, who I can't vote, I can't see myself voting for him as governor, when he laid down with this 100-to-1 disgrace with the rest of the traitors to allow this this supplemental bill to go through, to allow this Real ID Act to pass into reality now. I don't know, but I really think that's our only chance left, Mike. We got to get the House back in 2006 and impeach Too Stupid to Be President. That's our only chance.
Well, you're probably right. Thanks for checking in, Rich.
Have a good night, Mike.
All right, sir. All right, you too. My pleasure. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks. I just wanted to say a prayer. It was Eleanor Roosevelt's wartime prayer.
Okay.
Dear Lord, lest I continue my complacent way, help me to remember that somewhere, somehow out there, a man died for me today. As long as there be war, I then must ask an answer. Am I worth dying for?
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
Just wanted something that wasn't as fascistic as what has been said during Justice Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that certainly does it. Can you imagine one of these thugs making a prayer like that?
I think that that's what they're trying to do, is to forget that such graciousness existed in America.
Mm-hmm.
They want to erase it. They want to be like children playing with their own diaper. They just don't want to have a memory of something better.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't think they deserve it. I just had this flash coming home tonight, you know, looking at a sweet little baby, thinking, Dick Cheney must have been a little kid, a little baby. And he may have had love in his life, and so had Karl Rove. And Syed Qutb, the person who started the foundation of the fascism in the Middle East, all these people were children. And you don't want to say, well, something bad happened to them, and their families treated them badly. It could have just been that they were blessed, and something in their lives made them throw it all away. It doesn't matter that so many thousands of people are suffering the consequences of what they don't have in their personalities.
Well, it's an interesting argument. You know, it kind of gets down to nature versus nurture. You never know what kind of a little nudge is all it takes with somebody to push them right through that thin kind of glass-like wall that separates human consciousness and the ability to think and use the ideas of justice and honesty and truth and balance, and push them through that glass into kind of an animalistic or reptilian part of the brain that just says, no, feed me, no, let me smash, no, that's mine, no. I wonder like you do, you know, what was it that happened to the little baby Cheney, or the little baby Hitler, or the little baby Stalin, or the little baby Karl Rove? What the hell happened, you know, really?
And it makes you fear for your own kids, because you're saying, I could be walking on eggshells. It could be one little thing that I don't even know, that the baby will never tell me, and it can all go to hell. And you just have to, like, hold your children even more close and kiss them and saying, I'm a good person. I'm going to teach you to be good. But I was thinking about the psychohistorical perspective of the Balkan Wars in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many papers out there, and there were some people who were being creative about it, and they said there's this underlying tone of men fearing rape by other men, that the metaphors were like this, and the situations were like that, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes this fear of being brutalized, so the person has to become even more brutal as a preemptive strike. And now prison jokes can be told by anybody on TV about prison rape.
Right.
We can deal with people having so much fun over Dr. Hager, in the very least because all of the damage that was done during Clinton's impeachment, of people making jokes out of practices that they think are wrong, that are sodomy, and only deviant people do them, instead of saying, the deviance is not in the act, the deviance is in the intent.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true.
Are you a good human being? Are you in love with a person? Are you able to treat that person with respect?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all the act saying, well, because they used to be connected to pleasure, someone else might have done them with pleasure. It's okay to talk about them now, even though we're talking about them in the context of rape.
Sure.
This morning someone said, Dr. Hager's wife was raped, but yet we're talking about in the butt bob jokes.
Mm-hmm.
We're trivializing damaging things. We're able to laugh at the Michael Jackson trial when he could be possibly a serial offender,
mm-hmm.
who would not be allowed around anything connected with a child if he did not have that money and several multinational corporations dependent on his image to isolate him and to insulate him. That they can have an airplane flying around it. They would not have minded shooting it down and saying, well, that was an Arab. Yeah, too bad the body's burned and we can't identify them. Oh, well, there was that record. Now there's this new record. And can I tell you just how happy I am? And I know I'm rambling on here. How extremely joyful and happy I am that the CIA is coming to my state to relocate.
Yeah.
I just feel so overwhelmed. So please just punch. Like, it's not red enough.
I know.
It's not red enough.
All right, Diane.
Gotta go, I know.
Now, deep breaths with me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Adrenals.
You have a nice evening.
You too. We're all going
down. We're all going down. Why you feel the way you feel, and you cry the way you cry.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-590-9870. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Beth emailed me and said Carl Rove's mother died when he was very young and his father abandoned him. In response to what we were talking about just prior to the break. Didn't know that. Thanks to the usual crew, Colin Tipton, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in and David Fizikas, the three musketeers in New York who at the home office who keep the program flying. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, our usual crew of stalwarts. And, of course, the program is produced executive-wise by Catherine Bay. We're running out of time, and so many of you callers I'm not going to get to. Ben, let's go to Ben, who's calling in from St. Paul, Minnesota. Ben, welcome to the program.
Boy, Mike, you're on a roll here tonight.
You think?
Yeah. For one thing, I feel bummed out today.
What?
Well, for one thing, you know, you're trying to argue these people about all these issues like the Iraq War. It's like you're talking to a wall, and they just don't listen. I mean, what the hell is going on with people these days? I mean, I talked to a friend of mine this afternoon, and I was talking about all the abuses about the Americans, the American soldiers, what they're doing at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, and she goes on saying, But what about those innocent Americans getting beheaded in Iraq? You left them out. You know, they don't want to talk about this stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know, an atrocity is an atrocity is an atrocity, whether it is committed by us or by someone else. On the other hand, when your country has been invaded and blown to pieces, and your people are being slaughtered and cut into little chunks and turned into red mist and murdered, and your kids are being butchered in their sleep, you tend to get pissed off, and if you can capture somebody and whack their head off, you're certainly inclined to do that. If I were an American insurgent and somebody had invaded my country and were turning my relatives and family and friends into red mist, I would try to grab one of them and cut their head off, too. And then use it as a soccer ball. I wouldn't even wait to have it tossed into hell. I'd kick it around my front yard. You understand what I'm saying with that?
Yeah. It was interesting enough that one of your previous callers, well, I think it's either you or one of your previous callers was talking about comparing the Iraq War to Vietnam. I don't think this is not Vietnam. I think this is like Algeria.
Sure. There are a lot of parallels. I make the Vietnam parallel only in the terms of American foreign policy that got us into it, and the foreign policy adopted by people like Robert McNamara and Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson and Nixon's defense secretary. I forget his name, but that's okay. What was it? The big chrome dome headed guy? Who was that, Kathy? So my comparisons are in foreign policy, and also there's another comparison. I think this needs to be said, and that was how our troops were instructed to be as brutal and murderous as possible against a force that had not invaded us, had not attacked us, had not crossed an international border, had done nothing. This wasn't like fighting Germany and Japan in World War II.
Oh no, there weren't no insurgents after the Nazis were defeated. I mean, that was one of those arguments, and even the progressives were all talking about that after the fall of the Saddam Hussein statue in downtown Baghdad in 2003, and all these right wingers going, oh the liberals will be beating, you know, kind of the kicking in the sandbox tactic.
I hear you. Ben, let me move on. I got to try to squeeze one more caller in here. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Mike.
Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Our at-large bureau chief, Jerky, is checking in from somewhere.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Jerky, we have a less than a minute, pal.
All right. I just wanted to tell people who think that these judges that are being denied a up or down vote because they're just conservative, like they're too pro-death penalty or something like
right.
that, or it's crap, because I've read here a speech by Janice Rogers Brown, who's one of them. She's from Texas. She's the black lady. And I'll just read you that quickly. It's the last line of her speech that she gave to the Federalist Society. We find ourselves in a situation that is hopeless but not yet desperate. The arcs of history, culture, philosophy, and science all seem to be converging on this temporal instant. Familiar arrangements are coming apart. Valuable things are torn from our hands, snatched away by the decompression of our fragile arc of culture. But it is too soon to despair. The collapse of the old system may be the crucible of a new vision. We must get a grip on what we can and hold on. Hold on with all the energy and imagination we possess. Hold on even while we accept the darkness. We know not what miracles may happen, what heroic possibilities exist. We may be only moments away from a new dawn. Now, if a left-wing... That's the ramblings of an insane revolutionary.
Yeah, it is. That doesn't sound like a reactionary at all, does it? It sounds like a revolutionary. It sounds like somebody
for collapse, so that her side can rebuild from the rubble.
Right. What the hell? Her side is the winning side. What the hell is she revolting against?
It's insane. These are the judges that they want deciding cases in America.
Yeah, I hear you, Jerky. We're out of time. Thanks, pal.
Tonight, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. More time next time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry we ran out of time. Beat me. Flay me. Make me do bad talk radio. I'm sorry. Hey, listen, y'all have a great weekend, okay? I'll see you Monday, same time, same station. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, and I know you're in New York City tonight.
I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said. I'm going straight to hell.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love. But not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
New Mobile Clean 5000 protects critical engine parts for 5,000 miles, guaranteed. And it's got 16% more cleaning agent to help prevent sludge and harmful deposits. In fact, Mobile Clean 5000 is so effective, we could think of 5,000 reasons to try it. But since there isn't time, we'll just give you one. Right now, the first 5,000 people to visit MobileOil.com will get 5 free quarts of Mobile Clean 5000. Mobile Clean 5000, the oil that's changing oil. Visit MobileOil.com for more details.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.